Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The modern-day state of Israel is 72 years old. That's the headline. David Dolan comes to give us all the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Just talk to me about the uniqueness of this reality of the Jewish state of Israel being a nation among the nations once again.
Well, Jimmy, that's a great topic, one I love to speak about. You know as well as I do that pretty much every prophet in the Bible, certainly most of them, spoke about the Jews returning to their land after being exiled, after being punished by God. That's in Ezekiel, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Zechariah, on and on. Prophesied by Moses, actually, first, that the Jews would be scattered from their land due to sin, and then in the end times would be regathered, actually twice regathered, Isaiah says, and that has happened. First, of course, after the Babylonian, Assyrian dispersions, the Jews came back, rebuilt the temple. We have that in Ezra and Nehemiah. Then, of course, the Romans, a few centuries later, came in, destroyed the city and the temple, scattered the Jews once again, this time, as the prophet said, to the literal four corners of the earth, Jews in New Zealand, in Australia, in South Africa, and the farthest reaches, South America, North America, from Israel. As you said, about 100 years ago, the Jews started to return in significant numbers, and just over 70 years ago, in 1948, the State of Israel declared after, of course, the horrendous Holocaust of World War II, and they're back. There's over 8 million Jews living there now, more than were killed in the Holocaust, and they're surrounded by enemies, but they are strong. They have a strong military, and of course, they remember on Memorial Day the fallen soldiers. Over 20,000 soldiers have fallen in wars and in terror attacks over the years, but they remember them. And then switch on Wednesday evening at sundown to celebrations of the fact that there is a Jewish state born through the blood of those soldiers and others, a strong state that stands tall in the world despite a lot of opposition to it.
David Dolan with the details on the 72nd birthday of the modern-day Jewish state of Israel. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Dave's reporting on the Independence Day for the Jewish State of Israel is not only newsworthy, but it is the announcement of fulfilled prophecy in our day. May the 14th, 1948, marked the announcement by David Ben-Gurion of the Jewish state in modern-day times. This prophetic event was foretold in Ezekiel chapter 37, the regathering of the Jewish people and the restoration of a Jewish state. That would be verses 7 and 8. Ezekiel 34 confirms that prophecy some 18 times. God's prophetic word is absolute and has and will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...